Candor. What Thais Can Learn from Netflix, Part 4. Series on Thai Values 4.0. Larry S. Persons, PhD. Candor. The unique thing about durian, the fruit, is not its hard shell that looks like the back of an ankylosaurus, or its weird pods of yellow custard that taste like nothing else on the planet. The thing about durian is that you either love it or hate it. My dad lived in Thailand for over 40 years, and he hated the stuff. He just couldn't get past the wretched smell. My mom and my nanny, true lovers of durian, snuck it in from the fresh market and devoured it discreetly in our backyard. Candor, from a Thai point of view, is the durian of all management principles touted by Netflix, except that this time it's the other way around. Farangs tend to love it, and Thais can't get past the smell. Candor, a la Netflix, a tsunami of direct, honest communication is one of the backbones of Netflix's innovative culture. It washes over the organization, surging freely both downward and upward. Everyone in every level of the company is expected to say what they really think with positive intent. The Netflix way is simple. Get feelings, opinions, and feedback out on the table where they can be dealt with. Candor is one of the secrets to the company's agility, efficiency, and speed. When everyone speaks frankly about behaviors that advance the company and behaviors that don't, managers have an easier time overseeing direct reports. When giving and receiving feedback is frequent and commonplace, people learn faster and become more effective at what they do. Employees believe that continuous feedback loops make them much better at their jobs. The Netflix guidelines for open communication are as generous as they are few. Offer feedback freely anywhere, anytime. Offer feedback in all directions, both upward and downward in the organization. Don't seek to please the boss. For the sake of the company, be willing to challenge authority. Only say things about others that you would say to their face. Accept feedback as a friend that will help you excel at what you do. And resign yourself to the reality that sometimes feelings may get hurt. If you're Thai, I just felt you squirm in your seat. It sounds like a free-for-all, but it isn't. Reed Hastings, founder and CEO, clarifies that a culture of candor does not mean that you can speak your mind without concern for how it will impact others. Everyone in the company practices four A's for giving and receiving feedback, two for the giver and two for the receiver. Aim to assist. All feedback must be given with positive intent. Actionable. Focus on what the person can do differently. Appreciate. When receiving feedback, fight the instinct to protect your ego, listen carefully, and show appreciation for the feedback. Accept or discard. You are required to take the feedback seriously, but not required to follow it. In the end, make what you consider to be the best decision. One more thing softens the atmosphere of bold communication at Netflix. The company weeds out fires, brilliant jerks, people who think they are so much smarter than everyone else that they criticize just to show their superiority. The company's standard is to be selflessly candid. In fact, aiming to assist, number one above, means using a calm voice and never giving criticism when you're still angry. Candor through a Thai lens. No matter how much you sugarcoat it, for Thais, candor is a very bitter pill to swallow. In fact, most Thais would rather spit that pill right out. Deep cultural values anchoring Thai facework dictate that open, forthright communication happens only on rare occasions. Thai face-saving protocols often prevent managers and employees alike from giving and receiving feedback that has real potential to take performance to another level. And so many cultures' values get in the way. Most Thais practice high-context communication, where indirect speech is preferred over coming right out and saying something. They also have an aversion to direct negative feedback. In addition, most pockets of Thai society are profoundly hierarchical. So feedback almost always flows one way, downward. Because decision-making is top-down versus consensual, Members of tie organizations are prone to feel like their feedback isn't respected or relevant. And last but not least, most ties are highly allergic to anything that smacks of disagreement, debate, or confrontation. They want to smooth it over quickly or run for cover as fast as they can. Can we all just stop for a second and acknowledge something? No rules, rules was birthed in the soil of American individualism. Look at the culture map below. Notice how closely Netflix culture shadows American culture, and then how gapping are the chasms between Netflix and Thai culture. The most obvious takeaway is the candor Netflix style is going to be a massive stretch for most Thais. Do you want to hear more? Kindly follow the link in the description to read the full article. Thank you.